Where is the middle of your idea? Siman, Reish, Ayin, Hey, or Ayin, Reish, Hey, 275. Hilchos Sefer Torah. So, yesterday we spoke about a Parsha Psucha and a Parsha Stuma. And we discussed the Machlokes Rambam Rosh. And if you make a Psucha a Stuma or a Stuma Psucha, you have a problem. It's puzzle, or actually, the Lashon of the Braisa here is Yigonzu. Put it in Geniza, Shemos. Okay. Now, in this Braisa, there's a bunch of different things with different letters that look alike. Yeah, it says like this. Parsha Psucha lo yasena stuma. Stuma lo yasena psucha. Okay. And it says, Kosva Kishira. We have in the Torah, Chumash, we have regular Chumash, and then we have a couple of times a Shira. If you write a regular Chumash like the Shira, which we'll discuss in a minute, O Shekosva Sashira Keyotzaba, where you write the Shira like a regular, So that goes on. Arei Elu Yigonzu. This goes into the Geniza. And then it's actually the next page, Kuf Dalet, that has very goes to the Aleph Beis in a very interesting way. Okay, so we have a Shira, Shira Sayam, in Parshas Beshalach, Al Jeshir. Al Jashir is arranged what's called Ariach Al Gabe Levena. We actually have a picture of it, I think, in the Taz. Do you have a picture by the Taz? Okay, great. We'll discuss that in a minute. And then we have Shiras Hazinu, which is very different. Shiras Hazinu is we just split the line into two halves. Okay, so let's see, Siv, we're at the Siv Gimel. 275 Siv Gimel. Kasiv Hashira Kisharak Sav. If you wrote a Shira like regular Ksav, Osha Kasa Shara Ksav Kishira, Pasal. Okay, that's what the Braisa just told us. Vidavka Shekasav Hashira Kishara Ksav below Pizur. That's only if you wrote it like regular without splitting up the words. Aval Mshina Bepizim Meshanagu, Lo Pasal, Ubavachi Ariach, Al Gabe Levena. So I'm not 100% sure what he's trying to communicate to us. But when it comes to the Beshalach, it's called Ariach Agabe Levena. Okay, there's a machogas which is which. One is like a 3 tefach brick, and one is a 1.5 tefach brick. So you have, here, in Shiras Hazinu, you have letters over the space. Space, and then letters of words over the space. Okay, and basically the way it is. Okay, we'll see in Sif Dalet. We'll see in Sif Dalet it is. So what Sif Gimel is telling us is that if you write it regular, it's no good. But if you write it like a Shira, but you don't do it exactly the way you're supposed to, that sounds like that's okay. Meaning you have some words and some space and some words and some space, but you didn't do it exactly the way you're supposed to. But then he throws in, as long as it's Ariach Al Gabe Levena. So, I'm not sure. I guess it means like there's a way of doing it. If you didn't do every word in the right place, as long as you have the basic format, it's okay. So what's the basic format? Look at Sif Dalet. Shiras Hayam Kosin Oso B'Shloshim Shitot. I actually counted them. So the Shiras Hayam B'Shalach Az Yashir is written up in 30 lines. Okay, I counted them in my tikkun. Shitah Rishona, the first line, you'll see of Az Yashir is Kedarka. It's a regular line. There's no spaces. Ushara Shitos, and then the rest of the lines, Achas Maniche Be'emza Revach Echad. So every other line is words at the beginning, words at the end, and a space in the middle. The Achas Maniche HaRevach B'Shnei Mekomos. And one of the lines, you have space in two places. You have word or words, space, word or words, space, word or words. So it's like three sections, two sections. Three sections over two sections. So that's the Ariach HaGabi Devein. You have words over the spaces and spaces over the words. So V'achas Menichin HaRavach B'Shnei Mekomos. We put the space in two places. So the line is split into three. Here, you see the line is split into three. You have a word, space, word, space, word. Nimtza Rebbe, Kineged Ksav, Ksav, Kineged Rebbe. So I think that Nimtza Ksav, Kineged Rebbe is what's below it. We have space below the words. And words below the space. Okay, and the Taz shows that to us. You have the Taz of Katan Zayin, Kazeh. The first line is a regular line. Now here he has a second line is split into two. Then the third line is split into three. That's not the way we have it. We have it flipped. We have it split into three, then split into two. Then split into three, two, three, two, three, two. But it starts with split into three. Here in the Taz, he shows us split into two. I did see someone say that over here. Ooh, I don't remember who that was say such a thing. Okay, I'm not sure. But we have it written differently than the Taz, and I did see someone say it. I just right now forgot where it was and didn't really make note of it. Okay, that's Shiras Hayav in Parshas Peshach. Then we jump to Shiras Hazinu. It's much longer. So that's Sifhei. Look at Sifhei. Tzuras Shiras Hazinu Kol Shita Yesh Behemta Revach Echad. Each line is split into two with a space in the middle. V'nitzis Kol Shita Chalukah L'Shtayim. Each line is split into two. V'kos V'norsua V'shivim Shitot. The other one is 30 lines, and this is 70 lines. You see it takes up two columns in a Sefer Torah. Almost two whole columns. Okay. Okay. Seif Vav. Kosav Hamole Chaser. Oha Chaser Mole. If a word is supposed to be Male with a Vav or Yud, and you left out the Vav with the Yud, or the opposite, or you added a Vav and a Yud. My kids, anytime there's an E sound in Hebrew, when they write the word, they put in the Yud. Every single time. So, good thing they're not writing a Sefer Torah. It'll be possible. So, if you write a word malay chaser or chaser malay, osha kosav milashi kri uksiv kikriyasa, you have a word in the Torah that's a kri and uksiv, so you're supposed to write it a certain way, and we read it a different way. And here, they're writing the word the way it's supposed to be read, but not the way it's supposed to be written. Kosav Yishka Vena B'makom Yishka Lena. Right over here, Dvarim Chav Ches. Dvarim Chav Ches Lamed. Dvarim Chav Ches Lamed. The pasuk says, V'ish acher yishgalena, and we read it yishgavena. That's a kri and a ksiv. If you write it the wrong way, you write it the way it's read, not the way it's supposed to be written. Uvat techorim b'makum uvafolim. We have the same thing at the top of the line. It's read bat techorim, but the pasuk says uvafolim. Also, Kayot's Ben Pasol. When there's a Kri and Ksiv, you have to write it the way it's received. not the way it is kri. Okay, that's very similar. Maybe it's worse. We spoke about not putting dots, nekudot, into the Sefer Torah, which will make it puzzle. If you put nekudot, so then you are ignoring the tradition and how the words are supposed to be written. You're just paying attention to the way it's supposed to be read, and you're taking away an important part of Torah, and therefore, we said that even if you fix it, it's not fixed because the person writing it has totally wrong understanding of Torah. Okay, that's the Machar. Rama, Hagra. The Yesh O Dvarim Shinogu Bahana Sofer. There are other things that the Sofer have a custom of doing. That they have a tradition that goes all the way back. Big letters and little letters, right? Some letters are bigger, some letters are smaller. There's a Rebbe who used to teach in Yeshiva who wrote a Sefer, I think it's called Sefer Katan V'Gadol, and went through each time, I think in Tanakh, where there's an oversized letter and an undersized letter, and brought them to different opinions as to why it's oversized and why it's undersized. And then there are dots. We've already spoken about on top of certain ayesara ishtecha, there's dots. And v'hanisoros, in parashas tzavim, like random dots on top of the word. Well, they're not random, they're very important. V'hamishunos, and words that are written, specifically letters that are written differently than normal. Okay. And he just says there are other things like that. Fine. He doesn't tell us what the halacha is. Okay. Then he says, V'od na'agu b'minyan hashitin, la'asaz lo pachot ma'arba'im u'shmona. Not to have less than 48 lines. Let's say it's the Yesh Omrin, arba'im u'shtayim. Some say 42. Not less than 42, not more than 60. Okay? V'od ma'agu b'rosh ha'shitin l'mal ha'mishir sayam chamei shitin v'zeh hatchalatan ha'boim. Let's go back to Shiras Hayam. So on top of Shiras Hayam, there's five lines. And this is how he tells you to write the lines. The first line is ha'boim. The second line is b'yabosha. The third line is Hashem. The fourth line is Mace, and the fifth line is Bimitzrayim. Those are the five lines on top of the Shira Sayyab, and then it gets into Azrashim. V'chein l'mata mehashira, and then there's a space. Then you have the Shira.
The spacing starts before Azrashir.
There's a line that is skipped. Right, yesterday we discussed the complications with that, right? I don't know if that's a complication over here. If you'd have more there, here it shows less than 9 letters worth. If it'd be more than 9 letters worth, that would make it a, I don't know, but you skip a line. Skipping a line, I don't know. V'chei l'mata mehashira, underneath, you have the 5 lines. Then you skip a line. Then you start the shira from the beginning of the line.
Oh, are these 5 you're talking about?
Yeah, 5 lines on top of the shira.
Oh.
Then you have skip a space, right? Okay. Then you have the shira. Look at the bottom of the Shira, then skip another space,
oh.
And then you have another 5 lines. 5 lines, once it's, and the 5 lines, the first of the 5 on the bottom of the page starts Vatikach, right? That's Vatikach Miriam. The next line is Achareha, and the next line is Sus, Vayetzu, Vayavahu. Vihyu, Lamala. Okay, that's by Shira Saya. Now we go back to Hazinu. Hazinu has Hazinu Shishitin. There are 6 lines on top of Hazinu. The first one is Va'ido Bom. The next line is Achare. The next line is Haderech. Va'acharis. The Hachisah. And Kaha. Ulamata, And underneath Hazinu, which would really be on the next column, because it's more than one column, it says 70 lines. Ulamata, here it says five lines. We have six. Here it says Chamesh, but we have six. Let's see. Lamata Chamesh Yitin. Vahatzalatan is how they start. Vayavo Moshe. Here it says Vayidaber or Lidaber. We don't have that. Okay. Then it is Asher. Then it is Hazos. That is a share. Okay, we don't have this last part. We don't have. We just did. Yavo, daver, asher, hazos, and then asher again. Wow. Okay, so the Shach addresses the fact that we don't do this, and he's amazed that Rama wrote it down. And they didn't look into it. Wow. Okay, I was about to say, wow, it all works out great. the end doesn't work out great. We have six lines. Vayavo, ha'am, hadvarim, levavchem, asher, and hatorah. That's what we have. Not like the Rama writes it here. Okay, but the Rama says, lamata chameishitin, okay? Now, then the Rama says, v'cholei lotor the mitzvah, v'mishina lo pasal. All these things that I just said, it's a mitzvah to do it that way, but if you did it differently, it does not pasal. So, the six lines on top of Hazinu, we do it the way it's supposed to be done, the way it's said. If you did it, it's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be done. What we spoke about before and after Shir HaSayam, it worked out perfectly. Great. If it didn't, with the event, it's also okay. The end of this over here, I guess, needs a little bit more homework. I don't know. That's what the Shach seems to be addressing, that we don't do this, and why was it like copied generation after generation without looking into it? I don't know. Okay, so that is the end of Siman Reish Ayin Hei, and you're there.